two young fathers are shot to death outside an iconic Utah restaurant.
I said, your dad has been hurt really bad.
The grief was disorienting for those left behind, until one choice changed everything.
I just remember writing this letter, and it wasn't me writing it.
Can a personal decision shape generations?
We're all falling for this guy's trick.
I'm Amy Donaldson. Season 2 of The Letter, Ripple Effect, is available now. Follow us at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Are you curious about what drives our buying decisions? Tune in to Add to Cart, where Suchin Pak and Kulap Vilaysack reveal the deeper layers behind our purchases. From the whimsical to the serious, they explore it all. Whether it's a debate over a quirky swimsuit or a deep dive into a new life philosophy, they've got you covered with their hilarious and subversive takes. Don't miss out. Add to Cart from Lemonada Media has new episodes every Tuesday wherever you get your podcasts.
Lemonada.
Hi, everyone. It's me, Ricky. Welcome to Raised by Ricky with me, Ricky Lake. And with me, as always, my favorite, Kaylin Allen. Hi, honey.
Hey, sister girl. How you feeling?
I feel so good. I'm so happy to do this with you and see you and talk about this old show of mine. Yeah. What's happening lately in your life, in your world?
You know what? This hustle life, I don't think it's for me. You know?
Wait, what? Yeah. What do you mean hustle life? You mean your work life?
Oh, my gosh. Listen here. I told my agents the other day. I said, you know what? I want to find a real good job that I can make a lot of money from, that sets me up for the rest of my life, and then I can retire at a young age and just call it a day. You know, there's a saying when it comes to those of us that are in marginalized communities that we have to work twice as hard to get half of what a lot of people got. And it's a lot of work. And I think, you know, the entertainment industry is an interesting space to be in.
How so?
It's like you either you make it or you don't.
And so what is your dream sort of end goal for you?
Well, you know what? I could really see myself on like a Good Morning America, you know? Mm-hmm. Like I could really see myself being an anchor or having some type of talk show that's more of like a morning show or like something along those lines, you know? Because I think for me, I love connecting with people. I love...
Me too.
Yeah, I love being able to give platforms to people that don't normally get that space. You know what I mean? And being able to tell those stories and to be able to tell many different stories, you know? And so I also have this ultimate dream of revamping the variety show. So like, you know, when you think about the Carol Burnetts, you know, you think about the Judy Garlands or the Shares and all that. Like finding what does that look like in today's day and age? You know what I mean?
Mm. Yeah. Yeah. There's nothing like that right now.
Right.
Not that I can think. And Carol Burnett, I mean, the old Carol Burnett is like the most classic,
right.
Amazing. It holds up too.
Yeah.
It really does. But let's talk about this episode and give us that almanac, would you?
I will. Look at you. Okay. So, you know, today we're talking to Shar Margolis.
One of the very best mediums around.
Absolutely. Now, Shar's been on your show a lot,
yes,
right?
She was a staple. She was amazing. She would always deliver. She's such a great person. She's become a friend. I mean, I haven't seen her in years, but she was amazing to have. Always gave us what we needed.
I love that. And she was first on the show in 1995. So we pulled some stuff from 1995. So this is a year before I was born, okay? So
all right.
The episode that we are focusing on today aired in 1995, and these were the headlines. October 3rd, O.J. Simpson is found not guilty.
I remember that. Uh-huh. Oof, who could not forget? Guilty. That was, I mean, that was just... Yeah.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And then November 22nd, we got Toy Story, the world's first computer animated film is released.
Oh, that's one of the best. Come on, I know you're a Disney freak. Is that one of your favorites? That
yes.
That movie was so extraordinary. Mm-hmm. It was just, was that the beginning of Pixar?
Yes, yes. And so this was the first time that we had like this 3D animation.
And they had the before the movie, remember? They had the little short that they showed in the movie theater before, and that was super exciting.
Yeah, well, there was two, because I think Toy Story may have been the man with the chest. I think they live in the chess meme.
Yes, 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 yes.
But I remember Pixar would always start, and then it would have like the little desk lamp, and it would hop and then jump on the eye and stuff, and then try to get the eye to stay flat. Loved
it. So great.
We got Waterfalls by TLC. We got Creep by TLC, top songs.
They were on my show. They were most definitely on my show. And they were so beautiful. And like, they're so tiny. Chili, and I forgot the main singer.
T-Boz, Chili, and Left Eye.
T-Boz. Yeah. Yep. And Left Eye, who sadly perished.
Yes, she did.
In a plane crash, right?
No, it was a car crash.
A car crash. Okay.
Yeah, Aaliyah died in a plane crash.
Leave it to you. All right. Let's get one thing straight. I just learned before we started today that you have a photographic memory.
I do.
And I do not. So you're going to put the pieces together. When I stick my foot in my mouth and say something wrong, feel free to correct me. Yes. So she passed, sadly, at a very young age from a car crash.
Yes, she did. But I was telling you, because if you watch the TLC movie, you find out that basically they were in...
There's a TLC movie?
Uh-huh. Yeah, it was on Lifetime. They had a shitty contract, and it was real bad. And baby, they was penniless. They were broke. And they were stars. Yeah, it's crazy.
They were talented. I love them. Who else had a top song then?
We got Gangsta's Paradise by Coolio.
Yeah, I love that song.
Yeah.
Wait, I see movies. There's movies that were big.
Oh, not you over there cheating. I was trying to skip the movies. Okay, I'll tell you the
movie.
I'm going to tell you the movie.
No, let's move it along.
Nope. You done brought it up now. So we're going to talk about it. The movies are Clueless and Tu Wong Fu.
Oh, Clueless. That was Amy Heckerling directed it. Oh, my gosh. Alicia Silverstone was perfect in that movie. And Paul Rudd. Who didn't have a crush on Paul Rudd, right?
You know Paul Rudd's from the same city as me, Kansas City?
Is he? True story.
Yeah.
Paul Rudd's like a good dude. I've never met him, but All right. Tell us about this episode.
Let me tell you. Okay, so we got Char Margolis. Now, Char first joined the show in 1995. It was season 3. You've been gone so long. I'm here today to find out what happened to you. So basically, Char is a medium, correct?
Yes. She's a psychic. And the families who are haunted by lost loved ones are asking Char, the psychic, who works closely with private investigators, to help them find answers about the person who disappeared from their lives. It sounds juicy, doesn't it?
Uh-huh. And the 90s were obsessed with me. Did you watch Ghost Whisperer?
Oh, no, but I watched Ghost, and Ghost came out in 1990.
Oh,
not only did I watch Ghost, and I, you know, come on, that iconic line. You in danger, girl. Yeah, and Ghost, I mean, Demi Moore in that movie was so beautiful, and I was dying to look just like her. I had the haircut.
Now, I will say, when I think of, you know, medium psychics, and I do believe in mediums and psychics.
Me too.
I fully believe. Yes, I am.
Yep.
And when I think of psychics, I specifically think of Miss Cleo. You know Miss Cleo?
Miss Cleo. Who could forget?
Okay, I see what you did there, Ricky Lake, because you know you didn't know who Miss Cleo was, but you're trying to act like you did.
I have a vague recollection of her.
Okay, well, let's play a clip.
You have questions. I have the answers.
Who asked you to go out of town? The stupid young one or the married one?
The married one.
That's what I thought. Don't go. You hear me?
If you want him to believe that it's over, then you got to stop accepting the booty calls at 2 a.m. in the morning. You understand?
Yeah.
Could you tell me what type of direction is my life headed into?
I remember. Yes. Is Miss Cleo still with us?
Unfortunately, no. She passed away in her 50s from cancer. But actually, you know what's crazy? Is I actually, you know, I didn't never see Miss Cleo on TV, but how I learned about Miss Cleo was because they kind of did a spoof on Miss Cleo on That's So Raven. You know what That's So Raven is?
Of course, I know that show. Yeah, okay. Raven Simone.
Yes, correct. Okay, so Raven, you know, already played a psychic on the show, and on one of the episodes, she has to play a hotline psychic. And it's so funny because she was like having like real visions at times and she couldn't lie. But I think she was also trying to get a boy to take her out on a date. It was real crazy.
Got it.
Yeah.
Okay, so we've got our own psychic Char Margolis coming up next. And her story about realizing that she had psychic powers as a kid is something else. Stick around.
Hi there, it's Julia Louis-Dreyfus. You may know me from my podcast called Wiser Than Me, where I talk to older women and get their wisdom from the front lines of life. After season 1 aired, I was amazed by how many people told me our show made them look forward to getting older, which is why I'm here to talk about season 2 of the show. Sally Field, Billie Jean King, Beverly Johnson, Ina Garten, Bonnie Raitt, just to name a few. And of course, my 90-year-old mom, Judy. All hail old women. Wiser Than Me Season 2 is out now from Lemonada Media.
People love to pretend that there are simple formulas for living your best life now. Eat this and you won't get sick. Manifest it and everything will work out. But there are some things you can choose and some things you can't. And it's okay that life isn't always getting better. I'm Kate Bowler, and on Everything Happens, I speak with kind, smart, funny people about life as it really is. Beautiful, terrible, and everything in between. Let's be human together. Everything Happens is available wherever you get your podcasts.
Now, so speaking of psychics though, today we're talking to Shawn Margolis, who first joined your show in 1995, and she was on the show all the time. And what's important about this is that in the 90s, people were obsessed with mediums.
Yeah, they were completely obsessed, and I consider myself one of them.
I am very excited because we are going to have Shar today, and she may or may not do a reading, and if I get a little excited, just ignore me. But without further ado, ring that doorbell.
Hello, Shar Margolis. It is so wonderful to have you here.
Oh, Ricky, I am so honored to be here, and it's so wonderful to see you.
And meet Kaylin. This is Kaylin.
Hey!
Oh, hi, Kaylin. So nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
Thank you so much for being here.
Ricky, I am so appreciative that you wanted me to be included in this.
Well, yeah, we're looking back on those days, those early days. You were probably on the show, I don't know, more than a dozen times, right?
More than a dozen times. And I have to tell you, the one thing that I treasure from your shows are the friends that I've made. Mm. There's nothing more valuable than all the wonderful people that I've kept in touch with, including you on your show.
Absolutely. And the moments we shared. I mean, it was magical that time. Well, I remember when Shar was on my show from the very beginning, might have been the first show, you did sit down and do a reading with me, and my grandma Sylvia came up, and I remember that.
Oh my God, I forgot about Grandma Sylvia.
Yep, yep. And I mean, I've always been a believer in everything that we can't, you know, tangibly see in front of us. I believe there's something way more than we know in this 3D life, you know?
Right. And through the years, I hope you've learned to listen to your own intuition.
Absolutely. Can I ask, let's go back. When did you realize that you had these psychic powers?
So ever since I was a little girl, I knew things, and my parents did not deny them. Like, my dad took me to the grocery store, and I was 4 years old, and my mom came home with the bill, and I said, "Mommy, that lady cheated us," and the woman overcharged us. Then 2 weeks later, she took me to lunch. When the bill came, I said, "Mommy, that lady cheated us." Now, my mother looked at the bill, and they overcharged us. So my mother never said, "Oh, she's trying to get attention." She listened to me. And then I saw a spirit at the foot of my bed when I was 8 years old.
I have a question. Okay, so you're talking about going to these places and saying that they overcharged. So you hadn't seen the bill?
I was 4 years old. I couldn't count.
Ah, so you just had this inclination that...
Yeah.
Got it.
But the thing is that I had support from my family, my parents. Then when I was 8 years old, our house had been broken into, and 2 weeks later, I wake up in the middle of the night, and there is a figure at the foot of my bed. It was a man in rags, and I could see through him. And he had a pouch, and he went like this, and all these gold lights
went like
landed
what?
On
went
me.
Like what? People are listening; they can't see you. You just like oh, made like they threw you something.
He threw these gold lights at me, and as they landed on me, they evaporated. And the next morning, I said, "Mommy." The burglars were here again last night. And my mom said, "Oh, no, honey, that was just the Sandman." She didn't skip a beat. Like, I went, "Oh, there's a Sandman." And there was a song about a Sandman. So I figured, oh, maybe there really is a Sandman. And I was afraid to fall asleep at night. I had to have someone stand in the room with me till I fell asleep. I had to have the
All
light on.
All I can
on.
Think of is Sixth Sense, that movie. Kaylin, did you see that movie?
Yes.
Sixth Sense?
Yes,
with
I see dead
Haley.
People.
I see dead people. That movie freaked me out. So were you afraid of what you were seeing?
Yeah, I was scared to death. I didn't know there were spirits. I didn't know that they could manifest in front of you. I had no idea. One of the reasons I got into this work was to conquer my fears.
Well, that's what I was going to ask you. How did you transition from something that frightened you so much to turning it into a career? You started in radio, right?
Well, no, I started as a publicity director for the Easter Seal Society. So I would put people on radio and the guy would say to me, well, you know, what do you do? I said, well, I'm a school teacher. I said, but I'm also a psychic. And he says, oh, will you come on my show and talk about it? And I did.
And that transitioned to TV. What was your first TV gig? Now you have something with, did Regis Philbin discover you for TV?
Well, basically in Los Angeles, yes. I had already been on Kelly and Company in Detroit. You probably don't remember that show. And
well,
also
Kalen definitely doesn't remember because he didn't exist for decades.
Right, right.
This is before my time, just so you know, Kalen. Right. I relate.
But what happened was I was on in Detroit and I had an epiphany when I read for somebody during this time. And I saw that I could really help people. And I knew that this was my life's work. And so I called 411 in California because I thought if I can do well in California, then that means I can help people around the world. And for some reason, I called 411 and I asked for a show called AMLA because I knew somebody named Regis Philbin was the host. And I said, can I have AMLA? And she goes, no, honey, I think what you want is KBC. And so I said, okay. They get me the number. I call up and I say, who's the executive producer? And they go, Ron Ziska. And I said, thank you. And I hang up. I call back and it was a lot of money then. It was long distance on a landline.
Oh,
it was a lot of money.
Wow.
And I said, can I talk to Mr. Ron Ziska? And through his whole life, Ron never really knew why he took my call. Executive producers don't take phone calls.
Right. But you got to him and you got on that show and you blew Regis away and the rest is history. How did you come to be on my show? Did you have a connection with someone on the staff or we just.
You know, I can't remember. I can't remember how I got on your show.
Why are you laughing, Kalen? Why are you laughing? Am I saying something
funny? Because we're going so fast.
Oh, we are?
I'm still trying to figure out.
The Sandman at 8 years old.
Yes. I'm trying to figure out how this little kid was having all these moments and the parents was just like, okay. And I'm like, why are you not wondering why the parents was okay? Do we not want to find out if there was like a psychic grandmother or a psychic cousin? I'm like, it's got to be in the blood somewhere.
Well, you know, Kalen, you're right. I'm going to tell you why.
Okay, come on.
We took the producers of AMLA out for dinner.
Uh-huh.
And my parents were in town and we were at dinner. And the wife says, is anyone else psychic? I said, well, my dad's really psychic. She said, but does anyone else see spirits? And I said, no. And all of a sudden, after all these years of me being scared to death, my dad chimes up and goes, oh, yeah, honey, I see spirits. And I said, what? I said, what are you talking about? He said, yeah, grandma and grandpa come to the foot of my bed and tell me things. I said, what? I said, why didn't you ever tell me? He said, well, I thought people would think I'm crazy, but they don't think you are. And they put you on TV. So I guess it's okay that I can tell you now.
Wow. What? Wow. Kalen, close your mouth. His jaw is on the floor.
Okay. Wait. Okay. But this is the reason why I asked. So as a little kid.
Right.
You're psychic. Okay. You're psychic.
I used to have like real deja vu moments of where I would remember things like to the T as if they had happened before, and also felt that I would see things or feel things or feel the presence of things or be able to communicate and stuff like that.
And did that scare you when that happened?
It never scared me. It was almost like a reassurance for me, especially when it came to things about my own life. And I think that's why I have a strong belief in psychics and the art of it. You know, I'm fascinated by it.
Well, I love that you understand that. And you had a lot, it sounds like you had like some kind of deja vu where you felt like you've done this before. Mm-hmm. And the universe probably tips you off about things and guides you and you listen. And that's how you got to where you are right now.
I can see that.
You're divinely protected. You're divinely guided.
Oh, I say that all the time.
Well, that's probably why I said that.
Well, look at that. My God.
You've learned something about yourself. Well, I have no psychic ability. What I do have is instinct. I do have a good instinct. And
Well, right? No, you have good intuition. You can read people.
I don't see dead people at the end of my bed, thankfully.
No, but you're good at reading people. You didn't used to be, but
I've become more discerning. That
right,
comes with
because
age.
I remember years ago.
What are you bringing up?
No, I'm not going to come up with a conversation.
I was
concerned about you in a relationship in the very beginning.
Which one? Which one?
My first.
Yeah. I mean, we grew apart. So
But here's the deal. I also think that it was meant to be because you had two beautiful boys.
Absolutely. I still have them.
And you have them, right? Mm-hmm. Thank God. And you've learned amazing lessons from it. And life is a school and we're here to learn lessons.
Absolutely.
So you learn great lessons from it.
Yes. And I look at my life as like chapters, you know, my life is like a movie. I say it all the time, but like, I've had very, very different, distinct chapters. You know, the talk show, mm-hmm. the Ricky Lake show, that period, those 11 years of living in New York, you know, I fell in love, got married, had two kids, and at the end was getting divorced, you know, during the whole time of that show.
I don't know how you did all that.
It was hard. It was definitely not easy.
But then I was on your show again, like about—
My new show. So yes, so for those listening that don't know, I had a second talk show in 2012 that only ran for one season. It was a disappointment, I think, for all of us, but for me, it was just a vision. The company I was working with didn't really share the vision that I had for the show. So it only went for one season, which was a blessing for me. And mm-hmm. I won the Emmy. I won like the daytime Emmy for my work as best talk show host that year, which was really funny because I was off the air. I was canceled.
You are always amazing at what you do. I mean, you are so gifted and really people have tried to mimic you. Because you were the original, you know, you can't duplicate the original.
Thank you for those kind words. But the shows are personality driven, you know, these talk shows. And it's just not something, we've talked about this before, it's not something that you can be taught to do. You either have it or you don't.
I have a question. Because
yes, sir.
While we're on this topic of like shows, right, and we're talking about TV. Now, back in the 90s, I know that psychics in entertainment was a big thing. Now, what is your take on psychic hotlines?
Well, I have mixed emotions because some people just have a script and they read it and they're not really gifted.
Mm.
But there's also people on TikTok, and I'm on TikTok.
Mm.
And I have people call in and I give validation and, you know, I'm able to say names of people around you and stuff like that.
So you're saying Dionne Warwick was a fraud. Is that what you're saying?
The singer.
Yes, she used to tout the psychic hotline. She was like the spokesperson. Oh, you don't even know this. This is before you were born. It's so cute.
I can only tell you I was offered millions of dollars to do it and I wouldn't do it because I wouldn't put my name behind people who weren't real.
Yeah.
I love that.
I turned down millions of dollars.
But is it hard to decipher who is real? Who's the real deal? Because I've had extraordinary readings since you, Char. You were the first that I actually became friends with. But I've had... It's you can't explain it. You can't explain
right.
it, but it's so specific. You know, with Christian, my second husband passing away, I had a reading from a woman and she channeled him for over an hour. And I have the tape to prove it. And I don't even need to prove it. It's just, I have a knowing that mm-hmm. these people like yourself have this ability to connect. Mm-hmm. It we can't explain it, but it's real.
Well, there are some really good people. And I think what you want to do when you're looking for a psychic is to have word of mouth and have people refer them to you because then you really know.
Mm.
Right.
But here's the other thing. Some people can come and tell you things, but it can be like a Ouija board, which are not good. It can tell you 9 great things and then tell a kid to, you know, build a bomb and blow up their school because there's different energies in the spirit world. There's good and evil in the mm-hmm. spirit world. And there are trickster energies and you have to be really careful.
It's like having a safe container, right, for this work mm-hmm. and having reverence
yeah.
for it.
I say a prayer of protection before I read for every single client.
Wow.
So you would say that if you are a tourist and you somewhere like L.A. or New York and you just walking down the street, you probably shouldn't just stop at, you know, that little random alleyway that has a little psychic little board outside on the sidewalk. You shouldn't stop
right.
there.
Well, there might be some very gifted people in those, but I mean, I don't know. I honestly think you've got to really find the people who are honorable, who have a reputation, who people know are honest.
See,
you know, it also depends on the person. There are psychics who I have an ability who manipulate people just to take their money.
That happened to me. That happened to me, Shar.
Oh, no. Oh, no. What happened, Kaylin?
You know, like I've told you, is that I felt from the beginning that something was off, but I had some friends go to a psychic that was on Hollywood Boulevard. It was like Sunset and Vine or whatever. And they were like, oh, you need to go back. But what was weird was when I went back, she didn't let my friends be anywhere near, even though she had done their readings with them there together in the room. And then she did hers with just me. And I also kind of felt like they may have told her who I was and what I did. What was bad was that she was using bad energy to try and bait me into it, you know? So
Yeah, because they use fear and they say that, you know, you've got a hex on you or
a curse,
whatever, you know, and that's all bullshit.
Yeah.
And you have to
there's no such thing as curses on people or hexes?
Well, I think that sometimes people will send a negative energy onto people and that it can affect them in some ways, but that's why you have to do the white light.
Uh-huh.
And then I tell people to go inside a mirrored egg and send the negative
energy
back.
Who has a mirrored egg?
Well, you think about it in your mind.
Oh, okay.
And then you send the negative energy back to where it came from.
Because it's more of a thought thing. It's because they're putting that fear into your head and you start to believe it.
Right. And thoughts create reality and thoughts are things. And positive attracts positive and negative attracts negative.
Woo!
But I do believe in karma.
Uh-huh.
And I can tell you, anyone who has done me wrong, I have never wished bad on anyone, I swear, ever.
But it came back to them.
To the point of really, they were taken out.
Oh,
I mean, really taken out.
Oh, shit.
But what goes around comes around.
Yes, it
does. And there is karma. So anybody who has not been good to me, I'm telling you, I have lived to see them have karma happen. And I never wish bad on anyone ever. And that's why it's important to only pray for positive things and healing for each other and for yourself.
Absolutely. Do you remember, Shar, the first time you appeared on my show?
Yeah. Stuart Krasnow had me in a soundproof booth. I guess it was a phone booth, but I couldn't hear anything and I had a headset on and whatever. And the reason he did that is because he wanted to make sure people knew that I couldn't hear anything, that I knew nothing about what was going on.
That you weren't cheating, right?
Yeah, that
you
I wasn't a cheat. And it's more difficult now for psychics because there's Google and you can Google people and whatever. But, you know, I've been doing this when there were only, you know, three networks, ABC, NBC, and CBS.
And rotary phones, right?
Yeah, and landlines.
Exactly. So yeah, so there was no way. So that I get it. The visual of you being in that phone booth with headphones on and music playing so that you could not be hearing anything about the audience that was about to be read. So then what happened? We called you out. And were there people you just pulled from the audience? I really don't remember how it went down. Did we have pre-selected people?
No, I think what happened is that people told their story and what was going on in their lives. And then I came out and read for them and told the rest of the story.
Wow. Hey, guess what? We found someone who got a reading from Shar on my old show, and he is joining us next for a brand new reading. Plus, I've got a little surprise for Kaylin, too, so please stick around.
Can't get enough of your favorite Lemonada Media podcasts? By subscribing to Lemonada Premium today, you'll gain access to fun and inspiring bonus content from all of our podcasts across the Lemonada Media Network. As a subscriber, you can listen to never-before-heard interview excerpts between Julia Louis-Dreyfus and her A-plus guests on Wiser Than Me, laugh along with Elise Myers as she and her guests play a rapid-fire questions game on Funny 'Cause It's True, and continue to uncover new ways to make life suck less through our exclusive subscriber audio. Check out a free trial of Lemonada Premium today in the Apple Podcast app by clicking on our podcast logo and then the subscribe button.
Hi, I'm June Diane Raphael.
And I'm Jessica St. Clair.
And we would like to invite you on a hilarious and heartfelt journey each week on The Deep Dive. From navigating the chaos of motherhood and family to exploring the depths of grief and loss, we are just two best friends who process life together and with you guys. Discover our secrets to finding joy amidst the madness and get ready for unfiltered conversations about life, love, and everything in between. And nails. We talk a lot about nails. Now, community is everything to us at The Deep Dive. We believe in the power of connection and the strength that comes from supporting one another, and we would love to have you with us. So be sure to join us every Wednesday on The Deep Dive from Lemonada Media, wherever you get your podcasts.
We were also on my second show, the one that only lasted for a year. And do you remember a guy? You probably don't because you do so many readings. Joey Jennings is his name. Joey Jennings was on the show and you gave a reading and people came through. People came through. And today we have Joey Jennings back to talk to you and to talk to us.
I love that.
Okay, Joey's in the waiting room. Let's let him in.
I'm so invested in all this.
Hey, Joey.
Hey, everybody. Oh my gosh,
hey.
I'm here.
Hey, Joey. Great to see you. It's only been 10 years, huh?
I know, right? It's about time.
I know. Well, here we are. Here we are. Different format. But Char is back. And you came to my old show, the last talk show I had, to specifically to get a reading from Char.
Yes, I did. It was an audience full of believers. And of course, I was already a believer.
And what can you just tell us a succinct version of like what happened? Did she call you out? Did she have you stand up? I don't remember.
Okay, you were on the little stage, like up on the little ramp, and it was John.
Did I look cute? I looked cute, right?
You look great. And it was Char, John Edward, and Glennis McCants, the numerologist. And I was on the front row in the small little three-person row. And you had told us ahead of time, I'll come to you with a microphone if somebody comes through that you recognize or whatever. And there was kind of no way for us to get to each other, so I had to walk up on the stage. And you told me, don't fall. And I'm the only person that stood on stage with you.
Oh, wow.
And I got emotional during my reading with Char. And Ricky, you had your hand on my back and you were holding the microphone. It was all surreal. It was so amazing.
So what was in the reading?
The reading, Char, you...
Wait. If I'm going to read for him now, I won't remember what I said and maybe...
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah. Good idea. Yeah, we don't want him to say anything, right?
Oh, yeah, true.
Yeah. Okay.
Things
yeah,
away
okay.
About my angels.
The less I know, the better off I am.
Okay.
So just so you know, I said a prayer protection before I started the show, so we don't have to do that. But just so Kaylin knows and everybody, I said my prayers.
Amen.
Kaylin, you are lit up like a Christmas tree right now.
I love this.
You love this. Okay, go ahead.
Joey, just be open-minded about everybody, living and deceased.
Yes.
I feel like there's somebody else named Joseph or John around you. Do you know who that is?
John is my brother living.
Your brother living. Okay. Are you close with him?
We are getting closer. Yes.
Okay. Because I see that there was a rift. Like you're woven from a different cloth than he is. He's not as spiritual as you are.
Exactly. I'm trying to turn him into a believer.
Yeah. Well, good luck.
I know, right?
Yeah. But I feel like he's more of the earth and you're more of the spiritual.
Definitely.
And I think he is trying, but what was about money? Was there an issue with money with you two, or did he want to borrow money, or?
No, I borrowed from him a long time ago.
Oh, you borrowed from him. Okay.
Yes.
I feel something like that. And then I also see somebody who's an M or A initial. Do you have anyone family that was deceased or living with an A or an M?
Your
grandmother?
Grandmother is Martha Elizabeth. Oh my God.
Yeah, don't say the name.
Oh, sorry.
Don't say the name, but it's Martha Elizabeth. Okay, so your grandmother.
Now we know the name.
Your grandmother's spirit's with you.
Oh, wow.
And then I also want to know if you have someone deceased that's a J or G initial. A J or G. Was there a grandfather?
Oh.
Or an uncle?
Uh-oh.
Or?
Who?
Oh no, this is a female.
A female? Is she a J or G?
She's a J.
Is it J with an N in the name? If you spelled out, is it like Joan or Joanne or Jean?
Yes, it's Jenny.
Jenny. Okay. I knew it was J.
I knew she
okay.
was coming through. I knew it. I knew it.
Wow.
So, okay. Just so
oh my
for the people listening to the podcast, Joey just put up a picture of Jenny because he knew she was going to come through today.
It's a gift I made her and never mailed her, and I feel bad about it. And that's her.
Well, but here's the deal. Right, the reason she's in here is because she knows that you made that that gift for her of the photos. And she's grateful to you and she loves you. And the truth is that none of us are getting out of here alive. Right. You're not going anywhere right now. But when you cross over, you'll be with her again.
Oh, man. I just took the plastic off this morning because I had this feeling she was going to come through. She's been gone almost 3 years and I had no closure with her death. So, this is so amazing. Well,
but she's at peace. Now, not everybody who crosses over is at peace or goes to what I call a good neighborhood.
Right.
But she's in a good neighborhood and is at peace. And so you need to know that. And she's saying that you need to no guts, no glory.
Right.
You know, the truth is we create most of our destiny by the choices we make.
Right.
Absolutely. Joey, I notice you getting emotional.
Oh, I am.
What does this bring up for you? I mean, I think Kaylin's getting a little teary-eyed, too.
It's just amazing because I feel my angels around me all the time, but Jenny is the one that I didn't have the closure with. And we found out about her death in a strange way, and I've felt her this year more, and December will be 3 years. I even won a major on an online game on her birthday this year, March 6th. So
that's
I was
amazing.
Like, yeah, so I was like, that was not coincidental. And I decided to take the plastic off this book today because I wanted to show you all the pictures and I just felt she was going to come through today.
Hey, Joey, can we take it back 10 years ago? What was your experience like on my show, the second show?
It was surreal. I mean, I had just moved to L.A., which started out as a visit, and I won a plane ticket. It's like, who does that on Twitter? So I feel like I'm meant to be here and I decided to live here. So I'd been here about 8 months. And I wanted to come to your show. So I signed up. They called me. I filmed the episode on August 22nd. And I had the interview with your producer about today, Monday the 22nd, exactly 10 years later.
No, exactly 10
exactly.
years
today.
Exactly.
So it was all meant to be.
That's crazy.
That's unbelievable. And so who came through that day for you?
That day was my cousin Crystal. We came back. We had already been filming about an hour and it was going kind of long because the readings from the people standing up in the audience were all amazing and tear jerkers and they just gave me goosebumps. So we come back from commercial and Char says the name Crystal, just plain as day, the full name. And she's looking around and we're all looking around. Nobody's raising their hand. And I raise my hand and everybody behind me is pointing.
Were you shaking in that moment? Were you?
Oh,
just...
I was. I was so excited. I even brought pictures kind of like I did today. But that was my cousin, Crystal, who passed at a car accident at age 18, my aunt's only daughter.
Aww.
And we were really close. So, but she didn't get to talk because my best friend, Ernie, cut her off and he came through. He died in a car accident I was in and almost died when he was 21.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
Wow.
So was it healing for you to have that experience?
Oh, it was so healing. It just confirmed what I already knew, you know, that they are around me. But Ernie even told me before he died that he was always going to be my guardian angel if something happened. And I see him more than any angel, him and my mom.
Well, I noticed that you stated from the moment that you came in that you were a believer.
Definitely.
What makes you a believer? What have you experienced in your life that has solidified that sentiment for yourself?
That's a good question. We need about 2 hours, but I'll give you the condensed version. Actually, my whole family has always had these types of things, like grandparents, and my mother saw my great-grandmother when I was 2 years old and I was almost dying in the hospital from a bronchial thing. And she saw my grandmother in the room, my great-grandmother. And then just myself, I've lost so many people at young ages. My grandparents died at 50, mama at 44 of leukemia, dad at 57. So they've all died young. Cousins dying at 16 and 18 in car wrecks. So it's like once they got to the other side, they all stayed in touch, you know. And talking with Char today, it feels like a phone call to heaven, you know, when you get these readings.
Aww.
It's very comforting, but
see, Joey is very psychic. Joey's very intuitive and open to it. And the more you use your intuition, it's like a muscle, the stronger it gets.
Right. Oh, yeah.
Like you already do it naturally, Joey, which is amazing.
Wait, Char, can I just throw something out there at you? You're amazing. I love you. Would you be kind enough to read for Kaylin right now?
Yeah, of course.
Oh, that would be amazing.
Let me sit up. Let me get ready.
Let's do it.
So, Kaylin, I need to see your face because I've got Joey here and Joey's energy is here. So talk a minute you're on my screen.
Can you see me? Can you see me?
Yeah, now
okay,
you're good.
I'm here.
Okay.
Great.
So I want to know, I keep seeing these like papers in front of you. Are you going to be signing some contract or some new opportunity? Are you working on something right now?
I am.
him.
His eyes are bugging out of his head, yeah. People.
Love it.
Okay, so I see something being signed. And is there somebody that you're wanting to have help you, like either a lawyer? Are you getting a new lawyer or a new...
I'm getting new agents.
Agent. Okay, yeah. I see somebody helping you. And I feel like that's going to be really good for you. And I feel like you're going to do something... And it's important for you to grow your social media stuff.
Ah, okay.
It's really important for you. Did they tell you to do this or you're just doing this anyway? It's probably common sense.
I think it's something that I've been thinking of on how to make more digital content.
You need to do more with it and you need to get more followers. Even if you go do something fun on TikTok or something, you need to get more people. And I want to know who M is. Like, May, did you call anyone Mary, I don't know, an M. Is there an M or A person around your family?
Well, my grandmother's middle name is May. It was
M. May. Yeah. Okay, mm-hmm. May. Her middle name's May. And is she deceased, your grandma?
Yes.
I think your grandma's spirit's around you.
Mm.
And did anyone live in the South?
Yes, my grandmother.
Yeah, she's talking about living in the South. And also, I think she was one of those really great cooks.
Mm-hmm. That's how I learned how to cook.
Yeah. And do you have anything of hers in your kitchen? Or her recipes.
I do. I base a lot of my recipes off of the recipes that she cooked.
Okay. And I forgive me, but I don't know you or what you do, but do you do cooking as well?
I do.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
Okay. Do you want to do a show with cooking or something?
I do.
Okay. I feel Grandma, whoever May is going to help you with this. And I think it's great. And are you going to put other people on with you, like other celebrities?
Uh-huh.
Okay, can I come on?
Come on!
Wait, so Char, you really don't know anything about Kaylin?
I swear to God, I was thinking, though, how his energy is so great and how he must be somebody, but Ricky, I just turned 71 years old. It's enough for me to keep up with what I'm doing.
Yeah, amazing. Amazing. Kaylin, are you okay? Are you going to faint over here?
I love it. I love everything about it.
But Kaylin, does the public know you're doing a show with...
Yeah, because I also work at Food Network.
Mm-hmm. Mm. I watch.
I swear to God, I didn't know that. I didn't even know there was a co-host with the show. I thought it was just Ricky.
I love that.
It's amazing. Char, you're incredible. Thank you so much.
Yes, oh, Ricky.
Thank you.
I have to say one thing. My life's work has been helping people take away their fear of death by knowing we see our loved ones again when we cross over, fear of living by knowing we're guided. And Ricky, you're one of the main people in my world who has helped me share this work with so many people. And I'm so grateful to you. And I'm grateful to all of you and Joey and Kaylin and everyone for the support that you've given me, because I've been doing this for 50 years now, 5-0.
Wow. Amazing.
And just know that I'm grateful and I appreciate all of you.
You're one of the best and your heart is so big and it's just so great to see you after all these years. Thank you so much for coming on and doing this reading for Kaylin, and great to see you, Joey. Thank you so much
for
coming back. It's really fun. Thank you guys.
My pleasure, and thank you for my reading.
Oh, it's my pleasure. My pleasure.
Thank you. We'll see you in 10 years,
Joey.
Thank
you,
Joey.
God bless you, Joey.
See you, Joey.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye.
Okay, now, Ricky, did they tell you to have her do a reading for me?
No. That was absolutely just an impromptu thing that came out of this interview. How do you feel? How do you feel? Because your face, man, you were in heaven. You were so into it.
I just find the art of it to be... This is, I think, the reason why I get so invested. And this is why I think also it can be very dangerous. And I'm glad we had the conversation about, you know, people that do it to take advantage of people and stuff like that.
There are lots out there, we know.
Exactly. Because I believe in manifestation, you know, but I don't think
the
of
secret,
it in
the
case.
Secret, right?
Yes, yes.
Power of attraction.
You watched that.
Oh, yeah,
yes.
I did.
So our lives and our worlds, a lot of it is powered by our minds. The things that we allow to enter into our mind space. So if you get a great reading, say somebody says that you're going to have riches or whatever. It's the fact that because you've been given that information and now you can put that in your head. And now that you think about it, and then because somebody said it to you, somebody that you were, you know, have been told that this, you can trust this person.
The power of suggestion.
You start to believe it. The power of that the fact that that will now be in your mind.
Mm-hmm. So how are you feeling right now, post-reading from Char? Are you inspired?
I am. I'm feeling good. It makes me feel good. It makes me have faith and trust in it. You know, and if even if what she said, you know, about me going into new ventures and bringing on new people onto the team, even if it didn't work out, I wouldn't even be sitting in space and be like, she lied to me. That was not right. I would more so think of being like, the world has changed. My journey has changed. And there's another route I need to go. That doesn't mean that I won't still get to where I'm supposed to be or that my life still won't blossom. It just means the world changes. Stuff changes every day. You don't know what can happen, you know? So, I don't know. I find it pretty empowering.
Well, that was really fun. I'm so glad we got to see that reading for you and that Joey came back. It was great to see him again. And kids, thank you so much for listening. That's a wrap for us.
Toodaloo, y'all. Make sure you rate and review the show because we love to see them. We're trying to see into the future to make sure we get many more seasons.
We want to pick up. Absolutely. Yeah. See you next time.
Raised by Ricky with Ricky Lake and Kaylin Allen is a Lemonada Media original.
This show is produced by Claire Jones and Nancy Rosenbaum. Our associate producer is Tiffany Bowie. Our senior director of new content is Rachel Neal. VP of weekly production is Steve Nelson.
And our executive producers are Stephanie Whittles-Wax, Jessica Cordova-Kramer, and DeRay McKesson. And the show is mixed by Johnny Vince Evans.
Music is written and produced by Jellybean Benitez and Jay Cutts for Jellybean Productions.
Do you ever get hit with a cringy memory of your 13-year-old self out of nowhere and suddenly you're panic sweating and laughing at the same time? Don't worry. We all get that. It's because being an adolescent is one of the most visceral shared experiences we have as people. And we want to talk about it. Join me, Penn Badgley, and my two friends, Nava and Sophie, on Podcrushed as we interview celebrity guests about the joys and horrors of being a teenager and how those moments made them who they are today. New episodes of Podcrushed are out on April 24th, wherever you get your podcasts.
Last Day is a show about the moments that change us.
I just don't think I will ever get used to this.
I'm Stephanie Whittles-Wax, and I have had one of these moments. We all have. So let's unpack the chaos that is our human existence together.
I don't believe things happen for a reason. I don't believe the universe has a plan.
Each week, I sit down with a new guest to explore happy, sad stories of transformation.
It's leaning far into the pain. That's what it is.
Listen to Last Day wherever you get your podcasts.